Welcome to Engagement Head. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Gabe Jordan.
And this is show
28 now.
Yep. It's last show before I go to Europe. So that's good. Good times. I'll start off with some week recap.
What happened in your world this week, David?
A few things. I finally received the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Post-Revolution Havana Cigars.
Sweet. You still haven't shown me that.
It's right there. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's rather large.
Yeah, and I got my rainbows, finally, the sandals. So that's good, because I know that was like four shows ago when I
talked about ordering those, and then still a week late or whatever. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, let's see here. My week, same shit.
Alright.
Working every day and didn't do a damn thing.
I finally, my last day at work, and they got me a card. Okay. And in this card is signatures from everyone on the team, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they put a $25 international calling card in here.
Really?
In this card. And I was like dumbfounded. I was like, oh my, what? Thanks.
Not bad, yeah. That's pretty cool.
First summer they've actually, like, cared that I was there at the end, so...
Well, you do, like, eight times the work as anybody else, it sounds like, so...
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm eating a shrimp sandwich, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
A shrimp burger, as your father called it.
This is weird. Okay, so I've been studying French a lot. I've told you about this.
Yeah.
I'm studying French a few nights ago in one of these teacher self books, and I'm listening to a dialogue on a CD, and you're supposed to figure out what it is, and it's about ordering at a restaurant. And this girl orders beer with ice cream. Now, have you ever had beer with ice cream or heard of anyone having beer with ice cream?
No. Is it some new twist on a Coke float?
I doubt it. I don't know. Here's the weird thing, though, too. One girl got beer with strawberry ice cream. The other one got beer with a sherbet. That just sounds horrible to me.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's like sweet and beer-ish. That's weird.
That is strange. Germans. That's all you can say about that one.
You're pissing your mouth. did you hear about the plane landing on 540?
I did. And I saw a guy on the news the other night who saw the shadow of the plane like 20 feet in front of him. Like, while he was driving down the road and looked up and, like, leaned up and looked out the window and saw it a few feet ahead. Craziness. Somehow he landed safely and didn't hit anybody. That's fairly amazing.
Insane. Yeah.
It was just a little Cessna plane, by the way, not, like, some jumbo.
747.
Yeah, that, God, I don't even want to think what that would look like.
Yeah, and I've been rounding up my Euro trip stuff, but we'll get to that later.
Is that the new watch?
Oh, yeah, it's a new watch. I got this new watch.
Sweet.
It's pretty decent. It's a 24-hour time.
Nice.
That's European. And then I got the date. Anyway, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff. But let's see. Pirate Rants.
Pirate Rants.
Okay, so... Okay.
Wow, never mind. I can't even believe I just said that.
Oh, yeah, because I do it every once in a while.
Yeah, and that's one of my pirate rants, that you do that to words.
Oh, really?
I don't know, I was having trouble...
Start off with that, then.
I was having trouble coming up with stuff, and I was like, oh man, he's been bugging me. He always, like, screws up words like that and turns every syllable wrong. I don't know.
Jonas Sada's really good.
Exactly. And then I just did it to enter. Like, even when I wrote it down, I figured you would say pirate rants.
That's funny.
All right, so there's my first pirate rant.
My first one is, we're going to go see a movie called... A Scanner Darkly.
Yeah.
Do we have the same one? Because I thought we might.
No.
Well, we might have the same other one.
I doubt it.
Probably not. Okay.
No.
Anyway, A Scanner Darkly. Now, this movie was supposed to come out last week.
Yeah.
But it only came out in 7 or so cities. And then this week, it came out in, what, like 20 or so? I don't know. But it's ridiculous because you're supposed to go last week. And it really, really grinded my gears.
All right, Family Guy.
But we are going tonight. But the thing is, we're going to, like...
One of two theaters that are showing it
in North Carolina. Actually, I found a third.
Did you?
It's in Chapel Hill, though.
Oh, go figure. No.
You know what's funny, too? None of those are, like, on the east or west side. You'd have to be in the Piedmont to get... It's ridiculous.
In the Triangle area, pretty much.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. All right. My other pirate rant is my damn car. It's been in the shop for a month now.
Really?
Like, and it's not even a big deal to fix. Like, my father and I probably could have done it ourselves had we known what the problem was. We just didn't know what the problem was. And, yeah, the guy's just taking his sweet time with it, and it's beginning to piss me off, because, like I said, a full month now, and he still hasn't given me any of an estimate of when it's going to be done.
Mm.
And, yeah, that's about
it. Is it a lot of money, or do you even know?
He hasn't told. It'll probably be a few a few hundred bucks, but, I don't know. I've probably spent an extra $100 in gas driving my mom's truck, so that's getting annoying, too, driving that thing 60 miles a day.
Yeah.
But, all right, yeah. So the guy that's fixing my car.
To the guy that's thinksing.
Thinksing?
To the guy that's fixing Gabe's car.
Thanks.
I've wanted to do that because I started listening to the old shows and I was like, stopped doing so many things. Yeah, anyway.
You did.
All right, so who's my favorite actress, Gabe?
Actress? That would be Natalie Portman.
Okay, and what movie is Natalie Portman going to be in that's supposed to come out later this year?
I can't remember the title, so you're going to have
Goya's Ghosts.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Natalie's nude body is supposed to grace this film, but...
but...
apparently she used a stunt body double.
A body double.
A body double. Which is, honestly, I think that's fine. And I'm not really upset about it at all, because I would rather just see her in a movie. Like, I got so excited that she's in a new movie that overshadowed her. But I wouldn't actually... I posted on internetmovie.database.com, you know?
Yeah.
I posted on that forum, because people were, like, complaining about it, and I was like, you guys are ridiculous.
Apparently she did a scene for Closer, which you own, but she wouldn't let him show it.
She wouldn't let him show it, yeah. I don't know, you saw Closer.
Yeah.
When she's in the thong and doing the dance.
Yeah, I figured that's what it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, somewhere out there, there's a director's cut, unrated version.
Yeah, I should never see that. But, because I love Natalie Portman. Yeah, I wouldn't do that to her. You know?
Yes, you would. I don't think I would.
That's honestly, for some reason, that's immoral to me.
Now, I know what you mean. Like,
she's got this, like, air of innocence that I don't want to destroy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's some girls...
I felt bad looking at that dress picture that I showed you. I felt bad about it because I was at work,
It didn't even show anything.
Well, I know. But, you know, some guy probably enlarged it and, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was probably ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so let's go on to shout-outs. We got a Tom Brokaw call, so let's listen to that.
Hello, this is Tom Brokaw. I just wanted to let you boys know that I've invented a move in bed that I call the Slobbery Dave. Now, the Slobbery Dave is executed. Well, it's much like the Aerosmith song, I Love in an Elevator. You don't necessarily need to be in an elevator when you perform the Slobbery Dave, but it sure as hell helps, let me tell you that much. But, living it up when I'm going down is basically the premise of the Slobbery Dave, and it really depends on the female you're with, how sloppy you really get things to get going. So, but don't you be stealing my move. This is Brokaw's signature move. The Slobbery Dave. I guess technically it's Slobbery Dave's move, but screw him. I'm using it on the bitches, if you know what I'm saying. The bitches. That's Brokaw. Engagement. Over out.
Thank you, Mr. Brokaw. I'm honored. That sounds pretty good deal to have that named after me.
But you can't use it, and it's his. That's kind of weird.
Well, that's true, but I did head down to a copywriting office in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Did you?
And, no, I'm just kidding.
I didn't.
That's ridiculous.
But, I don't know, the thought of a man doing a move in bed that's named after me.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Weird, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
But it's Tom Brokaw.
It is. And he listens to Aerosmith, apparently.
Apparently. We got a comment on our site. I don't know if you saw from SSS Pirate 10. Did I tell you about this?
You did not. All right. I don't know, actually.
It's this guy. He says, "Word, really enjoy the show. I'll have to get some of my friends to check it out. I'm a freshman this year at ECU for music ed. Just got out of orientation." And he said some other stuff that I'll get to later.
Yeah, actually, you did tell me about that.
So, shout out to SSS Pirate 10, who I think plays trumpet because I saw his profile on Blogger. So,
Blogger.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Last week's top five results, cartoon R&B singers.
Oh, I forgot about that. God.
Yeah, cartoon R&B singers. That was a very weird...
That was very strange.
That's the only top five where the... We should have trivia. I should make a trivia. Engagement Headopoly.
Engagement Headopoly.
That sounds good, right?
I suppose, yeah. All right, so...
Anyway, yeah, that was the only one where the actual topic changed halfway through.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, it was, what was it? It was R&B singers, and then we went to cartoon characters. It was R&B singers, but
I couldn't think of any at the time, so we did cartoon characters, and then
we kind
of
mixed
you,
them.
You said, like, an R&B singer for real, and then I switched it on you, and then said the same thing.
Yeah.
It was stupid. Anyway, in second place with one vote was,
Cisco.
Yeah. And first place with three votes was Grandpa from Boondocks.
The comic strip.
Okay, links of the week. SSS Pirate 10 actually gave us a link of his. It's www.arnoldcalls.com. Apparently it's some Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations. I haven't checked it out yet, but thanks.
All right. I'm going to go with familyguy.wikia.com.
Wikia?
Like, it's kind of like Wikipedia for Family Guy. And, like, there are several fan Family Guy sites, but this one's ridiculous. It, like, has show transcripts, like, the transcript of the entire show from us. It's ridiculous, yeah.
Speaking of that, have you seen have you heard the Family Guy podcast?
No. It's really bad. Yeah,
it's just a review of every episode.
Yeah, I listened to it once and
deleted it, didn't you? Yeah, it was horrible. Anyway, my link is top25cigar.com. I think I may have used it before, but then again, I think I didn't, because I think I'm thinking about something else.
Yeah, I think you've used some cigar sites. I don't think you've used that one.
I don't think I've used this one. It's a sister site to Club Stogie, so...
Yeah, you've used that one before.
Yeah, I definitely used Club Stogie before. I've talked about it, too. So, but top25cigar.com has reviews of cigars, and that's basically what I use it for, and I get specs from it and stuff.
Word.
Okay, we have a new section called Good, Bad, Ugly, and it's inspired by Carol, who is on the Unemployment Line Strange Brood forum, and she posted a bunch of good, bad, ugly jokes, and I was like, that would be a good idea for a section, if we could ham it up some, so.
All right.
Let's ham it up. We've each got three. I've actually got five, so you go first, and I'll pick which ones I'm going to do.
All right. I'll do my lamest one first. It's, good, you saved 15% by calling Geico. Bad. Guy Cole is this guy you know in the mafia. Ugly. He now has orders to off you because you missed a payment.
Okay.
Yeah. That's,
All right. Good. Your hub... Oh, I hate that word. Your husband and you agree. No more kids. It says hubby. Yeah. I just feel weird saying that. Anyway. Bad. You can't find your birth control pills. Ugly. Your daughter borrowed them. Oh my god!
I know what you meant to say.
I suck. We're gonna move on. That's so bad. I can't believe I read it like that. That's how tired I am. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I woke him up when I came in like 10 minutes ago. Anyway, alright, my next one, this one is actually, oh yeah, never mind. Alright. Good. You get a great deal on a repossessed car. Bad. The police tell you a man was murdered in it.
Okay.
Ugly. They also tell you they never found the butt. Oh my god, what is that smell?
Alright, good. Your daughter got a new job. Bad. As a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly. Your co-workers are her best clients.
Ugh.
Way ugly. She makes more money than you do.
You know there's somebody out there who's had that problem.
I know.
That's ridiculous. That's really bad. All right, good. I adapted this one from another joke because I couldn't find anything else that I liked.
Okay.
All right, so good. You go on a great camping trip with a friend. Bad. You both get wasted on the last night of that trip.
Oh, God.
Ugly. You wake up with a condom in your ass.
Oh, man. Insert disgusted look here. All right, I thought you were going to make a Brokeback Mountain reference,
No, not quite.
All right. This one I came out with myself, and I find it hilarious. All
right.
You'll probably not laugh, and everyone will probably think this is really insensitive, but that's okay. Good. Your grandmother looks extremely beautiful. Bad.
Oh, God.
Bad. In her casket. Ugly. Underneath your uncle. That came out of my mind.
That's, yeah. Wow.
So, good, bad, ugly. There you go. There you go.
New segment on Engagement Head.
Yeah. I'm glad to finally come up with a new segment almost 30 shows later. All right. Next up, I got kind of explanation and farewell kind of stuff for Europe. First off, I'm going to start off with my itinerary. You can feel free to jump in. I'm going to Birmingham for a week to work the 2006 International Trombone Festival. Then I'm going to London for 2 nights, Paris for 4 nights, Nice for 2 nights, Florence for 3 nights, Rome for 3 nights, Berlin for 3 nights, Amsterdam for 3 nights, and then back to London for 1 night, and then back to the good old U.S. of A. So that's my...
That's a nice smirk there, David.
That's my itinerary. My job at the International Trombone Festival should be interesting, but I really don't honestly know, as of yet, what it'll
what
be
your
like.
Job
yeah?
is?
Yeah.
You're just going there.
I mean, I got an email finally about transportation from the airport to the other city where it actually is, and stuff like that, so... I mean, I'm about ready to go. I just did, you know, I just transferred some money into traveler's checks. The rest all have ATM and
cool.
I still got to pack my bag and I've got to pick up 2 more items and then I'll be ready to go.
And you figured out all the trains and transportation
yeah,
and where
I
you're
finally
staying
got it.
Everywhere.
Yeah, well, while you mentioned that, I can show you actually. This is ridiculous. This is all my train stuff. It's your rail pass.
Mm-hmm.
And Traveler's Guide and Maps, and then I had to make Uriel reservations. And
yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it was
and
a fun
passport.
Journey. Yeah, that was my passport.
Sweet.
And I finally got my student, my international student ID, so I'm an international student now.
Oh, you were successful in getting that, huh?
Yeah, so
when
that's good.
When I first opened this, it looked like you were black, but then my eyes adjusted to the reflection on the picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
That is.
Freaking me out.
Yeah. How'd that guy get in here?
Exactly. Anyway.
Okay. But here's the thing. I'll still be checking for emails and calls and stuff, so anyone listening can still feel free to call in and email in, even though I'll just put them on the show that I make when I get home.
After you get home.
Which will be a few days after I get back. Anyway, this has been a short show. What, you have something else?
What, did you want to do top 5 vacations or not?
Oh, geez. I totally skipped it. Oh, man. Yeah, good call. Top 5 vacations.
All right, so...
You want to start or you want me to start?
I don't care. I guess I'll start. I just can't decide what order I want to do mine in. All right, I'll go ahead and go with the simple one for my number 5, the Outer Banks. Took a trip...
Outer Banks is definitely fun.
Yeah, sophomore year or something in high school for the entire spring break. Great trip.
Yeah, I like the Outer Banks.
Good
stuff. Have you seen any otters?
No.
When I was really young, we went to Outer Banks and stayed at this place called Outer Peak.
Uh-huh.
Outer Peak, and I got to see otters there right outside our resort. So
nice. I've never seen an otter outside like a zoo.
Yeah, I had this like image burned in my head of us going through and up a mountain, and there was an otter and a lake. It's
nice.
Kind of burned in my head. Anyway, my number 5, I'm going to say California, because I've never been there. And I've always wanted to go.
Cool. So. Never been there either. Someday.
Yeah.
I've never been to New York either, for that matter.
You've
anyway.
Never been to New York?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, anyway. All right. I'll go with kind of one of my dream vacations. I don't know what attracts me to it, but I've always wanted to go to Australia. No, I mean, or New Zealand, but Australia mainly. I really don't know why, but it's just always seemed like a cool place to go.
Word.
So, someday.
Word.
I'll be going there.
My number four is going to be somewhere in the Caribbean. Just to have that beach experience. All right. That's pretty vague, but, you know.
I'll get a little more specific on that for my number three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I guess it's not in the Caribbean specifically, but I went to Aruba.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You had the Aruba hack.
Oh, I remember that.
It's stuck on Inmo's roof.
I forgot all about that.
We never got it down,
it's stuck in the rafters
at
Inmo.
We should go get that sometime. It's probably, like, got maggots in it.
Yeah, and eaten by rats and, yeah. All right.
Man.
No, but that was... My uncle paying for all of it definitely added to it, but that was a great trip, too. Aruba, beautiful.
Wow. Well, your number four is my number three, Australia.
Cool.
I always wanted to go there. I know a few people there through Footbag who I'm closest to in the Footbag community.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jeremy. So I've always just wanted to go there because of that mainly and because of the weather, and apparently they have a pretty decent jazz scene. It's got basically, and they're basically just a drunk version of the U.S. of A.
Exactly.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, Jeremy thinks, he emailed me back, and we were talking about accents, and I had called him about a year ago, and we had this conversation for like 30 minutes on the phone, you know? And he thinks I have a funny accent, and he, of course, has a funny accent.
Of course he does.
That's funny. Anyway, number twos.
All right, my number two is... the island that you, Haas, and Luke invented in Show 24.
Oh, my God. Nice. Oh, man. Man, that's a pretty crazy island.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you, if you haven't heard it, go listen.
That's funny. Oh, that reminds me. I always think that it's Show 15 or 16 that was the really, like, insensitive one,
right?
But it's Show 13.
I thought it was Show 13.
Oh, I'm retarded. Yeah.
I think you've corrected on me that.
Yeah, I think I was like, no, that's number 15.
Yeah, I was
You're
like,
stupid.
No, it was 13.
Yeah, so show correction.
Cool.
Let's see.
All right, number two for David. Oh. What will it be?
So hard. I'm between number two and one. I guess I'll just put Europe at my number two. And I'm just gonna say Europe, not anywhere in specific, because I'm doing that in 3 days. So. You know,
I'm jealous. That's going to be a kick-ass trip.
Yeah. Oh, I want to mention I'll be gone from July 17th to August 14th, so I won't be back till after August, middle of August.
Man, my life's going to suck with that.
Why? No one to hang out with.
Yeah, pretty much. You're like
that sucks.
Yeah, work sucks.
Get up with the hosses.
Yeah, I suppose I could. All right, number one. Funny, serious, funny, serious.
Go for it.
Go for what?
Whichever one.
Mine's not
going to be funny.
Yeah, I can't.
These are more like get to know your hosts.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
I'm not trying to entertain these people.
You're not.
No. Well, yeah. Shut up. Shut up, man. Just go.
Let's see here.
I forgot Egypt.
I don't even know.
I've always wanted to go to Egypt.
Use it for your number one.
No, hell no. My number one's way better than Egypt.
Is it?
Yeah. I'd even say Europe's better. And Australia. And California. I guess this is pretty accurate. This is the most accurate surveyed poll I've ever done.
You surveyed yourself and you deem it accurate.
That's true.
I still can't think. Go for your number
okay,
one.
Okay, well, my number one's going to be Cuba.
Ah! Good call.
In the not-so-too-distant future, you know.
Not-so-too-distant.
Yeah. I know you're going to Puerto Rico. I looked up. There are no...
I know!
There are none. I thought there might be some, because I have a list of every domestic cigar available.
I searched for, like,
none.
An hour, and there was nothing.
Yeah.
It shocked me.
So, but yeah,
not even tobacco grown.
Yeah.
It was weird.
But yeah, Cuba for Cuban cigars, Cuban rum. Apparently, Cuban meat is supposed to be really good, too, from what I've read.
But, really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that before.
So, yep.
All right. Well,
this is going to be perfect, because we got to go in, like, 5 minutes, so nice.
He means go to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, since I'm still blanking, I'll just use what he said, San Juan. Like, we're going there in December. Trip like Aruba, it should be great. And
so you're going with the fam?
Yeah, like, it's, like, the exact same. The trip to Aruba was to celebrate my uncle's brother, who's my grandfather, his 70th birthday. This is his 75th, so it's going to be the exact same thing on a different island. It's going to be ridiculous.
That should be fun, then.
Yeah, it should. Cool.
All right, well, that's our top five. Well, you can go to our website at www.engagementhead.com. You can email us at
engagementhead@gmail.com.
And you can call our hotline at 1-206-20-E-HEAD. The actual song is French Rap.
French Rap. It's this artist. Okay, you've been talking about this.
Yeah, it's this artist. His name is I am, or I am. I don't know how you pronounce it. I don't know. But anyway, the song's L'Empire du Côte Obscur, and it's about Star Wars.
Yeah, okay. The song's about Star Wars.
Okay, yeah. This song is really good. The only problem is I downloaded it, and so it has a few cracks and popples, but it won't matter because this has gone into a podcast anyway, which isn't the most high quality. I thought about putting, there's this other guy I really like named Don Shoa, but I'm not going to put him on.
So we're going with EM or IM. IM, or whatever it is.
You'll see what it is.
Cool.
And it's about coming over to the dark side of the Force. They're pretty interesting lyrics. You can find the English translation of these lyrics, actually, somewhere. Maybe if I remember, I'll put up some...
a link to it or something.
A link to it, yeah. So anyway, I'm Sloppy Dave. I'll see you guys in a month.
I'm Gabriel Jordan. I might, too.
You might, too. All right, peace.
See ya.
Un escalier de fer, un couloir étroit et obscur. Au fond de ce couloir, une porte entrouverte d'où nous parviennent les accords d'une musique qui en ce lieu paraît irréelle. C'est le côté obscur de la Force. C'est le côté obscur de la Force. C'est le côté obscur.
Sombre monarque débarque et éteint son pouvoir. La puissance de l'ombre s'installe. Non, ne résiste pas, ne lutte pas, ne te détourne pas de la main tendue vers toi. Où je vais explorer le royaume de tes peurs en devenir le dictateur pour mieux te dominer. Là, tu deviens raisonnable, c'est bien, oui. Tombe sous les charmes pour de meilleurs lendemains. Pour les rebelles, la force est trop forte. Je balaye les petits Ewoks comme le vent balaye les feuilles mortes. Les indécis sont avertis qu'ils se méfient de la seule étoile qui se fond dans la nuit. Le bastion des bas-fonds du pays en action. L'énergie dégagée génère une telle attraction que vers lui se tournent enfin tous les regards pour s'apercevoir que l'espoir émerge du noir. Une partie de tout homme, la force manipule de rien. Il suffit pour que l'être bascule, que les yeux de l'aveugle s'ouvrent, qu'il contemple Mars de l'obscur côté. Le temple n'est pas peur, ouvre-moi ton cœur, viens vers l'empereur, sentir la chaleur de l'obscurité. Pour toi, il est l'heure de rejoindre l'armée des guerriers de l'ombre. Ne vois-tu pas ton côté clair qui succombe, c'est ta destinée. Pourquoi vouloir lui résister sans peine, je ferai sauter les verrous de ta volonté. Sois l'autre dans la noirceur la plus pure de l'empereur et arbore les couleurs du côté obscur.
Obscur, ta force est noire. Noir comme le château où flotte l'étendard, notre drapeau. Sois sûr que sous les feux, la vérité est masquée. Viens, bascule de notre côté obscur. Ta force est noire, noir comme le château où flotte l'étendard, notre drapeau. Sois sûr que sous les feux, la vérité est masquée. Viens, bascule de notre côté obscur.
Nous devons tous deux unir nos efforts pour l'attirer vers le côté obscur de la Force.
Je suis le fils de Jafar, le sale rejeton de Dark Vador, le grand Kador, du maniement le mic j'adore. Adapter ma technique à la manière du caméléon, sans pitié pour mater la rébellion. Millénaire salive empoisonné langue amère, un pilote V50 en tant que sabre laser. Quoi, ma conscience comme seule médaille, je traque et je tripe sans remords tous les chevaliers de Jedi. La haine monte en toi, je le sais parfaitement, je vois ta main droite gantée de noir. C'est sans espoir, la mutation s'amorce. Ta nature que tu obtures le côté obscur de la Force. Viens vers moi, passe le pont de part en part. Rejoindre ma demeure dans la lune noire. Mars et l'Empire, je lance mes troupes à terre pour éradiquer ce nid de Jean-Claude Godin Skywalker. Petit présomptueux, ne vois-tu pas le nombre déployé? L'armée des ombres, tu seras éliminé. Au nom des forces mystiques qui habitent là dans mon cerveau, je ne donne pas cher de ta peau. Le souffle de la Force est en moi. Le microphone crépite, crache des tas de flammes sur les mais en poil. Fils de Dieu, tremble mais lutte avec ses armes. Renverse les credos qui lui semblent erronés. Brise les traîtres de la tête au péronné. Par la peur, l'ennemi reste sclérosé. Longue vie au règne de la nuit. D'une théorie qui renverse les croyances établies. Idiot, il est trop tard, tu appartiens au sinistre sombre seigneur vêtu de noir. Casque sous le roc, sous une armure du soldat le plus dur de l'empire du côté obscur. Obscur, ta force est noire, c'est noir comme le château où flotte l'étendard, notre drapeau. Sois sûr que sous les feux, la vérité est masquée. Viens, bascule de notre côté. Obscur, ta force est noire, c'est noir comme le château où flotte l'étendard, notre drapeau. Sois sûr que sous les feux, la vérité est masquée. Viens, bascule de notre côté. Obscur.